It's Air Talk. I'm KP's on KPCC. I'm Larry Mantle. I'm not KPCC. I've been on it a long time. Having an identity crisis. Coming up at 10 o'clock, NPR's live coverage of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. And I want to just take a moment to thank our terrific Air Talk team. You know, with all the moving of our time slot and everything, that creates some intense logistical challenges for the team. And man, are they up for it. I am so fortunate to be able to work with the Air Talk team that I am. I marvel at their dedication and their talent that combines. They're led by Fiona Ng, our senior producer. Our producers are Matt D'Angelo-Antonio, Natalie Chudnovsky, and Lindsay Wright. Itzy Quintanilla helped us this week, and our news apprentices also just do wonderful work for us, invaluable. Sabrina Fang and Julia Murray and Parker McDaniels, close to perfect as any engineer you'll ever see. Parker working with us from the beginning of planning all the way through technically executing each show. So my thanks to them on your behalf, too, for the wonderful work that they do. We continue with the future of Hollywood Boulevard. We've covered over the years so-called road diets, the idea that you make certain streets in the Los Angeles area more pedestrian, more bicycle-friendly, try and make them safer, and that often involves taking out one lane of traffic and creating safer barriers for bicycles and for people that are walking. Now there's a proposal that Hollywood Boulevard have a similar what's called a road diet to create a more pedestrian, bicycle, even skateboarding friendly promenade, if you will. With us, Los Angeles City Council member Mitch O'Farrell, who has introduced this concept. Councilman, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. So how long has this been in the planning?
Oh, about a year. We announced my Heart of Hollywood initiative 1 year ago. And we had been working and putting the building blocks in place to begin the initiative months before that. And the initiative isn't 100% solely about a Walk of Fame master plan. It's about so much about Hollywood and helping it reach its full potential. Now, one of the signature pieces of the Heart of Hollywood is re-envisioning the historic Walk of Fame.
We're talking about La Brea to Vine, as I understand it, is the area that would be affected by this. Can you give a quick visual description of what the street would look like with these changes?
Sure, and it's La Brea all the way to Gower.
To Gower. Okay, great. So the full Walk of Fame, then.
Walk of Fame, including Vine Street as well. But the area of focus has thus far, in terms of the announcement yesterday, has been, you know, the areas along Hollywood Boulevard. But it's a comprehensive approach. It's 90 pages that's completely open to public comment. It can be found on heartofhollywood.la. And so the real area of focus comes from a perspective of how do we make the Walk of Fame better. Anyone who goes there for the very first time at minimum is surprised by what they see and oftentimes disappointed. So my first impression 38 years ago when I lived one block south of Hollywood Boulevard was, it's historic, I love it, but is this all there is, you know? And so as the council member, I know that I have the ability to pull some levers to make better things happen and to get funding to make those improvements that the community with my office and Gensler, the design firm, are beginning to envision. And so we were ready to put all of this online, to publish a few initial images that Gensler has crafted based on meetings with hundreds of people over the past year, so that we can open up more broadly and then get additional feedback.
Love to hear from listeners what you think about this idea of taking Hollywood Boulevard and restricting the flow of traffic down to one lane in each direction, widening the sidewalks, making designated areas for bicycles, making it a safer walking and biking street. At least that's the idea. Improving the bus service along Hollywood Boulevard is also part of the plan. We're at 866-893-KPECC. 866-893-4444. 5722 or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Also with me is writer and editor for LAist, Ryan Fonseca. He's author of the piece, Here's What Hollywood Boulevard Could Look Like, with less space for cars and more space for humans. Ryan, I'm just curious if you've gotten much reader response so far to that piece.
A lot of response, Larry. It's making
Is it
a
mixed?
Lot. Oh, mixed, but tending towards a lot of people kind of really concerned about what it means for their impact as drivers. Part of the plan basically calls for the state of Hollywood Boulevard. Currently, 70% of the space is reserved for car traffic and about 30% for everyone else. That includes pedestrians. That includes all the infrastructure on the streets, benches, lighting, signage, all that kind of stuff. So this concept would basically flip that around. And so, cars would have more like 30%. Pedestrians and everyone else would get more like 70%, more space for dining, dedicated bike lanes, scooter lanes, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so the feedback I'm getting is pretty mixed, but a lot of people are really concerned about what it means for traffic. But, taking Hollywood Boulevard is a rookie mistake, I think.
Well, I actually like driving Hollywood Boulevard because often I find Sunset is more backed up than Hollywood Boulevard. And I saw that the city, Mitch O'Farrell, has Sunset listed as a street with excess capacity. I can only assume that's because they're measuring it in some of its less busy hours to average that out. You really think that if you do this to Hollywood Boulevard, it's not going to have a negative effect on Sunset traffic?
Here's what I know from living in the area and in the 13th District all these years, is that Hollywood Boulevard is more of a destination than itself than folks traveling on Hollywood Boulevard to get to somewhere else. Sunset Boulevard is very different. It's more of a transit thoroughfare, as is Santa Monica and even Franklin, for that matter. We know that the traffic counts are less in this section of Hollywood Boulevard that we're focused on. And of course, we will get traffic data before any decisions are made. And every time you talk about reducing lanes of traffic to make more space for pedestrians or build bicycle lanes, it's a change. So people are going to react, and I would expect that. What I would encourage everyone to do is let's take a look at the data that we can generate from this idea, and let's keep the area of focus where it originally began, and that is make the Historic Walk of Fame better for the people who live there, travel it, and visit. The sidewalk is relatively narrow, up and down the Walk of Fame from 12 to 15 feet wide. We have tens of millions of people who visit it alone, and more people than ever who live there. The sidewalks are not wide enough to accommodate the people who exist there now. Plus, we know that we can encourage the experience, the environment, to make it more enjoyable for people who want to take more of a leisurely stroll and spend some time on the boulevard.
Part of this, I know, is also to improve bus transit down Hollywood. But if you're only going to have one lane of traffic, I'm assuming you're not creating a designated bus lane because there's not space for that, too. So how would buses avoid getting caught in the traffic backups from there being a single lane?
The concept right now as it is, because of the way we leaned in to make sure, is that there are bus pockets for pulling over and picking up passengers. We approach this with, hey, if it's looking like you're going to recommend this lane narrowing, let's make sure that the buses, as they exist now, have the ability to pull over out of traffic completely, so that's not an issue.
No, that's great. But then when they get back into traffic, they're going to be held to whatever the speed is of the cars in that one lane.
Right.
We're talking with Mitch O'Farrell, Los Angeles City Councilman. His district includes Hollywood. He's proposing this makeover of Hollywood Boulevard from La Brea to Gower. Also with us, Ryan Fonseca, who is LAist.com writer and editor. We're at 866-893-KPECC. Joshua in Pasadena says, I think it's a great idea to open up more space to tourists and vendors. Walking there is crazy. I'd love to see the change. Let's talk with, Stephen. Stephen in Hollywood. I understand you live on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah, Larry, I live on the corner of Hollywood and Carson, so a little bit past La Brea.
Yeah, that's a nice area. So what is your concern about this?
Well, I walk all the time to take the subway downtown and always want to ride a bike, and I'm a little bit scared to do it with how hectic Hollywood Boulevard can be. But with my daily commute coming from downtown to Hollywood, the idea of shutting down Hollywood Boulevard and forcing traffic onto Franklin or Sunset is terrifying to me, especially once bowl season starts, because it can already take me quite a bit longer to get home from that traffic. And taking out a main thoroughfare just seems like it would make it infinitely worse.
Stephen, appreciate your call. Mitch O'Farrell, has the Hollywood Bowl been factored into this?
The Hollywood Bowl traffic is mainly Highland, and our focus is keeping Highland moving along on bowl days. Hollywood Boulevard on either side of Highland is in my opinion, from using it as being aware of it, has very little to do with Hollywood Bowl traffic.
But Franklin does. I think that was Stephen's point, is that Franklin is going to be all the heavier as a result of Hollywood Boulevard being choked. And so you're going to have a spillover effect onto Highland. I think that's what he was arguing.
I would encourage everyone to keep letting the opinions be known, but also let's do the traffic studies and be informed by the data.
All right. And you think the data shows that Franklin will not back up significantly with this shift?
The data will be forthcoming.
That's okay.
Part of what we require once we have the master plan more into focus and once we've had the public comment come in. And Larry, we encourage everyone to read the entire document. It's 90 pages, but it's a good read. It's interesting. There are 9 different strategy areas that don't even include the road diet, right, that focus on other areas that will enhance the experience for people who visit the Walk of Fame.
Be Oprah's book club choice for next month. we have a couple of listeners, including Jack, who asks, what's the price tag for this and where are those funds coming from?
Okay, so we're not going to know the price tag yet, but we did identify and have been able to fund the study itself. We know that when we do these streetscape improvements or any improvement in the public right-of-way, you cannot get any funding without a document. We develop a document, it goes through great public scrutiny, and then we can apply for funding. And so there are funding sources that exist for transportation and for neighborhood enhancements. And we started with an initial $4 million from the former Community Redevelopment Agency transfer. As the CRAs are shutting down, there are still monies being collected, so we're able to fund this study through that process.
We're talking with Mitch O'Farrell, Los Angeles City Councilman, who represents Hollywood and is proposing this makeover of Hollywood Boulevard to make it much more friendly, not just for pedestrians as well, but for events, because there are event plazas that would be part of this plan where you could close down certain intersections, not just Hollywood and Highland, say, or between Orange and Highland, but have it other spots as well, and you could get those events a bit more dispersed along the boulevard. 866-893-KPECC. We'll continue our conversation in just 1 minute on Air Talk. We got a number of listener calls. I'll get to them post-haste when I'm back. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. In 10 minutes, it's NPR's live coverage of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. 4 hours of debate are scheduled. And just let you know, Film Week is preempted today because of that coverage. If there's not a Senate trial going on tomorrow at noon, then Film Week will air at its usual Saturday noontime slot. If it's preempted tomorrow as well, then it airs Sunday at noon. We'll get it on this weekend here on 89.3 KPECC. We're talking about a road diet proposed for Hollywood Boulevard. And let's talk next with Mike in Westminster. Mike, what do you think?
Hi. You know, I just wanted to comment that a lot of times when we have family coming in from out of town, we go to L.A. and a couple of things that they want to see include Hollywood. And, you know, we like it the way it is, and we think it reflects what Hollywood's history, like the council member stated. is, but we also like it for that history, and we like all everything about it, even the traffic and the congestion. You know, it's just part of the experience. I also wanted to comment that, you know, if the city does take over something like this, how do you compare that to what they've done with Griffith Park and just the traffic nightmare that that is, and just the parking for $10?
And the parking's a big deal, Mike. I'm glad you brought that up because, as we know, many tourists come to Southern California and rent cars because that's the best way to get around. They're not all on tour buses, package tours. So Councilmember Mitchell Farrell, where are they going to be able to park those rental cars?
Here's a big, ugly secret that no one really appreciates. Hollywood is over-parked. We have parking structures and city parking lots. We're about to install parking occupancy signs to direct traffic to them. And the actual parking spaces on Hollywood Boulevard are fairly minimal along this entire stretch. So I think there is not enough knowledge yet about the parking availability that exists with some of our structures, including Schrader, Vine Street, and then, of course, the Hollywood Highland Complex, which always has parking availability. Only 2% of the public parking spaces within one block of the Walk of Fame are actually on the Walk of Fame. There are already a lot of restrictions, red curbs, loading only, et cetera.
Sure. Well, and is it going to be difficult to access some of those structures with a single lane each way on Hollywood Boulevard?
All the feeder streets, north and south, that approach Hollywood Boulevard remain open and unaffected. So it's interesting, the conversation about road diets. Anyone who knows me knows that I am not a fan of road diets, that when we do lane narrowing in the 13th District, we go through a very robust public process. We've done that everywhere. I've gotten lots of pressure to put a road diet on Temple and have resisted it because the traffic is heavy. We're focusing on making it safer anyway. I'm going to give an example of somewhere where we did do lane narrowing to make the neighborhood safer, and that's in Glassell Park, where I live. We did that on Fletcher Drive, and a section of Fletcher Drive that doesn't see nearly the amount of traffic that another section of Fletcher Drive sees because of freeway on-ramp and access. Hollywood Boulevard is similar in that sense, that traffic falls off significantly in and around the 101 terminus, north and south, on-ramps, etc. But as I mentioned before, Hollywood itself, where the Walk of Fame is more of a destination and less of a cut-through.
All right. Let me take another call. This is from Tamara in Hollywood. I understand you're a tour guide and a Hollywood resident. What do you think of this?
Yeah. So I'm a walking tour guide, so I'm often leading a group of like 25 people down Hollywood Boulevard. And I'm always in favor of a road diet and definitely bike lane, but the sidewalks aren't crowded because of bikers. So I'm a little unclear how this is actually going to make the sidewalks a little bit more walkable, because it's in my opinion, it's the vendors that make it difficult. And I don't want to get rid of the vendors either. They're just trying to make a buck, but that's when it gets really difficult to walk down the street.
Wouldn't this, though, create more room for both vendors and pedestrians if they widen the sidewalk?
Are you asking me?
Tamara, I was asking you. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, yeah, because, I mean, there's just more, if there's more room, there's just going to be more vendors.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah, Councilman?
One of the ideas behind granting more space for people on foot is that it can be programmable. Right now, there is no programmable space for allowing vending. We could, through a programmable situation, then have space for food vendors where it makes sense, for sidewalk dining adjacent to restaurants. So we want to at least be able to have the conversation about the uses along this expanded right-of-way that does not involve motor vehicles. And we think that's a conversation worth having.
All right. Let me go back to Ryan Fonseca, KPCC LAist writer and editor. Ryan, public safety is part of, I know, what's included in this. This is a high incident rate for cars versus pedestrians.
Right. And, you know, a lot of the conversation goes to the impact on traffic, but kind of a lesser, but in some cases more important part of these road diets is the impact on public safety. Because both Hollywood Boulevard and Vine Street are part of the city's high injury network, and that's a 6% portion of city streets where 70% of serious injuries and deaths to pedestrians are occurring. So this plan calls for, you know, reducing car traffic and increasing other safety measures like intersections that have raised intersections, more scramble sidewalks, crosswalks, and more mid-block crosswalks. So the goal really is to increase safety and try to make this a safer place for everyone that's using the roadway.
Of course, there are just so many people that are walking there. I wonder if on a per capita basis it really is more dangerous, or if this is a numbers game. There are just so many people walking. There are many more opportunities for there to be unfortunate incidents. Let me share some more listener comments. Ken in North Hollywood says, I ride my bike and take public transportation. I was just visiting a friend in Hollywood yesterday. The sidewalks are already shut down for screening and shoots, so making it more pedestrian-friendly seems to make the most sense. Armando in Hollywood says, I live below Hollywood Boulevard and Santa Monica Boulevard, but I have to go through there daily, get to the freeway and back. It's a nightmare. Sometimes you have to go to Vine on the freeway just to get back into the neighborhood where I live. That's Armando in Hollywood. And Maurice writes on the AirTalk Facebook page, I think this is a great idea. We often have friends visiting, and I'm almost embarrassed to show them Hollywood Boulevard. It's disappointing when you get there. It'd be nice to have it cleaned up like the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica, make it more of a beautiful destination. And Councilman O'Farrell, I assume that's part of this as well, is an effort to beautify, not just make the sidewalks wider.
The public space are our collective cathedrals open to everyone. We need to value them. It's the Historic Walk of Fame. There's nothing else like it in the world. It is the city of Los Angeles's boulevard. We need to invest in it and make it worthwhile of a world-class city for everyone. And I just want to pick up real quickly on Ryan's comment.
Yes, yes.
High injury network and safety. We've installed two scramble crosswalks over the last few years, one at Hollywood and Highland, one at Hollywood and Vine. Those intersections have been vastly safer for pedestrians because of the scramble crosswalk.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Just personally, I like the scramble crosswalks in high traffic areas like that. Councilman, thank you for being with us. Mitch O'Farrell of Hollywood and Surrounding Communities, LAS.com, writer and editor Ryan Fonseca. Ryan, thank you for being with
us
as well. We'll look forward to your continuing coverage of this proposal for Hollywood Boulevard to make it more pedestrian and bicycle friendly and safe. You can share your comments now on our AirTalk page, kpecc.org. NPR's live coverage of the Senate impeachment trial is next. Film Week preempted today, but scheduled for tomorrow at noon. If not then, Sunday at noon.